ST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively down here at Sláinte. We thought it was going to be a victory party. I wore my U.S. goods. It's been the last retirement for the 2010 U.S. Baltimore jersey. All but brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. I'm going to be giving away some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets here before it's all over. We got our last few. We're going to be at Next Phase Cafe with Mayor Brandon Scott on Monday. And on Wednesday, we're going to be at Fadley's in the morning. A lot of crab cakes for me this week. Imtiaz Patel, who is the publisher and the CEO of the Baltimore Banner, joined by Kimmy Ishino, who is the editor-in-chief of the Baltimore Banner, newly launched. Go to BaltimoreBanner.com. Subscribe. Click. Wait, what should I be telling my friends? Because friends join the Athletic, and they all write that one page why I'm with the Athletic or why I joined the Banner. I have a sense of all of your reporters. Who should I help? Who should I credit? Where do I give my credit card? What's the difference between the free sign-up and all that? This is what I'm trying to figure out. I've been in Europe for a week. I've kept all of your emails, even with sitting with you and thinking, what do they really want me to do? Well, I'd like you. I'm ready to give you a few bucks. What do you really want me to do?
We want you to subscribe and make a donation if you'd like. Means at the end of the day, we're a nonprofit news organization, and we need kind of make money multiple different ways. Yes, Stuart has given us a fair amount of money to get us started, but to sustain ourselves longer term, we need subscribers at the end of the day and donations.
What's the value of a subscriber? I often wonder that. Baltimore Magazine, title bomb, shout out to you, brother. By the way, Max, I saw licorice pizza on the plane, so there, have at that. I got their dollar a month thing or whatever, and so, I get that on a local level. I'm not sure with all of this that the noise, getting through the noise of all of it, that I want to follow you. What's the gold club of supporting you? What does it cost me to do that?
So a subscription is, if you sign up on a monthly basis, it's $3.99 a week, which is about
$16 a month. Okay.
$16 a month. And if you sign up for an annual subscription, you get a 25% discount on that. It's $2.99 a week. So it's basically $10 a month. $12. That is really what we want as many people to do as possible. Now, we do have a founding members program, which is a $2,500 level and a $5,000 level.
Well, these are real sponsorships, sure.
What it gets you is a lot of bells and whistles, right? Some special swag, early access to some events, things like that. And the $5,000 level gets you dinner with us, Kimmy and I. She's the one, interesting one.
Crab cakes or what? No?
It'll be
figured that out yet.
We haven't.
I want to talk about news and the journalism side of this and what the ethos you bring from a lifetime of doing this. Times where I have, quite frankly, called bullshit at a press conference because that's the job. That's difficult sometimes for my friends and associates to even understand. But you've stood toe to toe with tough people who wanted to shout down your truth or the truth that you had unearthed. That's going to happen again and again and again, right? I mean, in my audience, we're trying to figure out if we're on Team Lou or Team John in the Angelos brawl here. At the end of the day, you're trying to get the story right.
That's absolutely right. I mean, I think that we know that there will be fights ahead. We just ran a story yesterday probably, by Taylor DeVille, one of our reporters who's covering Baltimore County. She wrote about the fights with the public record, over public records. And we know that this is just one of many fights we'll have in this town.
Well, trying to be popular and trying to sell subscriptions and trying to stay with people when you're reporting inconvenient truths about their neighbors, their friends, the community in some way, the spirit of uncovering the truth is fundamental to journalism, but very, very difficult. And certainly this city and your group of reporters that have come to your desk, very, very decorated people, right? And decorated because we've had a lot of FUBAR going on here. We've had a lot of corruption, a lot of bad things. I had the whole David Simon troop on, including Fenton and D. Watkins, who you've brought to light as well, and his great authorship. D's been on the program recently. That the writer needs to be respected, and as well as the Banner. If the Banner is respected, but Fenton brings that in, right? And it is the ability to bring down dirty cops, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons why we wanted to go hire some of the best reporters in the city is because they have a lot of sources who, you know, help us get information.
For you with hiring and finding young people and a combination of people, people have been knocking on my doors 20 years. Hey, I want to do sports radio. I want to be in radio. The journalism side, I talked to Mark Hyman down at the Philip Merrill School down in Maryland. I'm not sure what they're being taught or what the... But the standard can't be lowered, right? I mean, from what I was taught in 1985, whatever corporate journalism is, and I'm dealing with that with the Ravens.com and Orioles.com and what truth is after a press conference, right? But sponsors and money do power this, and that always concerns me for you or for whatever you were going to be, whatever that next newspaper, I know you hate when I say that, but whatever the defining news organization that holds power accountable in any community, it has to be powered by money, and usually that's local money, and that's when things get a little difficult for everybody.
But we've been very clear internally that there's a Chinese wall, right? I make commercial decisions. Kimmy makes decisions about what we write. And she doesn't even tell me what we're writing about, right? And that's how it's going to be. And we have it literally in our bylaws that even the board cannot influence what's written. There's just nobody who can do that. And we've been very, very clear about that from day one. Even Stuart says, with all the money he's giving us, if you have a story about me that's not flattering, you guys should not even tell me and just run the story. So that's how we live. And yeah, we'll make mistakes along the way in terms of maybe we shouldn't take money from certain people, but we'll figure that out and we'll get better.
Well, you got it right away because you're in a Cordish's building, right?
Yeah.
Like right away. I saw that day one, right?
Yeah.
That's typical. That's the way this works.
But wasn't a donation.
Yeah. That was a commercial deal where they competed against 12 other buildings in the city.
It's just... With social media, there's going to be another voice.
Right.
And, you know, oft times that voice, it doesn't have credibility. My point for you and for the organization is the credibility that comes with the people that you've brought in immediately gives you credibility, right? I mean, I believe that.
No.
And I think you guys are onto something here and doing it the right way. But there is no yellow brick road paved for how to do this, right?
No, there isn't. But back to the core issue, right? If we lose our integrity and if we don't focus on our journalism, we've kind of lost the plot, right? So we're very, very clear about that, and we hold ourselves accountable. Internally, we talk about these things. So there's a standard we've established. Yeah, not everyone's going to believe us, right? Believe that I'm saying this. But that is the honest truth. And that's what we focus on, is the journalism has to be right. It has to have integrity. And it's just got to tell the story.
So, Kimmy, you take this gig. You see The Wire. You come in 7, 8, 9 months ago, and you're going to be a part of this. In that time alone, right? I mean, we started with Angelos versus Angelos, the Preakness. We lost the World Cup the other day. These are just crazy little sports stories. Then there's Marilyn Mosby. And then there's the latest murder. And then there's the We Own the City comes out. And it feels like it's Keith Davis. There's no lack of things to build a news organization around. What are you interested in? I went into those newsroom meetings in the morning when I was a kid back at the Sun, and there were a group of people like you who came together every day and said, we believe these are the most important things. We're going to put that above the fold. We're going to put that in A. This is going to be in B. We think that that's important enough that we're going to have it's going to be on an editorial page, and who those editorial writers are going to be. And back in the day, it was who we're going to politically support, right? And who we're going to endorse. I think a little bit of that sale, but for this city is ripe for what your young reporters should want to come in here and be Justin Fenton, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what am I interested in? I'm interested in what makes this city tick, what makes it work, what makes it not work. I'm fascinated by some of the dysfunction that we've seen. I'm fascinated by how to tackle longstanding problems that we don't seem to be making headway on. So how can our reporting shed light on those challenges, and what's going to move the needle here?
I come from, you got 12 inches, kid, and that means 10.8 because we're going to shave out, you know, three sentences. In the modern era, from reporting on things, you can be a little bit more loquacious, right? I mean, you can explain the story better, not video, audio. You have a lot of means as a news organization above and beyond column inches, right? So there is no limit to how deep you could go into a story when you say you're interested in these.
Well, there is no limit because it's digital, but there is a limit on people's attention span. So part of what we're trying to do is think about how do we get to the core of the issue? How do we tell that story in a way that somebody's going to keep reading?
Sometimes it's so complex it takes a chapter, though.
It does. Yeah. And we'll do that if we need to. And we'll break it down, you know, many different ways if we need to.
Kimmy and MTS are here from the Baltimore Banner. We're talking about the launch. Encourage everyone to go out to Baltimore Banner, subscribe. I'm on the road to doing it. I got all the offers this week, and I did want to meet with you guys because I'm getting different things about Scan and about newsletters and about this ramp up. Play a little inside sausage with me the last 90 days about, like, ramping this thing up, getting it out so that your reporters and everybody really is online. I follow all your people. There really is a spirit about what you're doing there. It's been beautiful to watch as an old news hound on the outside. It's cool.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Oh, I was just going to say one thing. You know, you mentioned earlier we launched the newsletter before we had a digital site, and you've mentioned Justin Fenton a couple times. Justin was among the first three reporters that we hired. We hired Justin, Liz Bowie, an education reporter, and Tim Prudente, three really standout reporters from The Sun. And they started, and they were immediately like, what are we going to do if news breaks? How are we going to tell the story? And so we launched the newsletter a couple weeks after they started because they were, like, literally having withdrawals from.
But there was no plan
reporting.
For that. You just did that because it was sort of called for.
I mean, we planned to launch a newsletter, but probably a couple months after that, you know, down the road. They immediately got into the newsroom and demanded a vehicle for reporting. And that's, you know, really.
That's awesome.
Yes, because what editor doesn't want a reporter that's like, let me tell a story?
No. But from a marketing perspective, it actually became a really happy accident for us because we started with a list of zero people, zero emails, and by the time we launched, we had 26,000 emails.
I don't know what sucked me in, something along the way, you know? I mean, something was a story somewhere back in April or May, right? I just said, you know, they ask, I'll give. Because at the beginning, you weren't asking for much, right? I mean, literally, you were more giving than asking in the beginning.
Well, the newsletter.
This is the ask now. We're asking.
Well, the newsletter is free, right? And we've replaced that news. That was an ad hoc newsletter based on when we have a story, we're going to use it. We now have a weekday newspaper, 5 days a week.
A
newsletter.
You keep saying newsletter. 25 cents in a jar.
It's your fault, Nestor.
I knew I'd get you.
We have a newsletter, the Scan, which really covers the stories, that has a summary of the stories that we're covering, and it has a little bit of what else is happening around Maryland. And we do cover have links to stories from other publications in there. So that's a free thing to sign up for. We're hoping that brings people to our site to read the full stories. And when you come, you get a certain number of stories free for a month. You get 5 stories. You don't get any of the premium stories. We have a number of stories that we think are really, really good. And I mean, everything's good, but we have some behind the paywall. You need to subscribe for that. You could register and get one.
So you say the word paywall, and I go, ugh.
Yeah.
But that's the way this is. We have the truth is, you come into Solancha, you order a beer, you pay for the beer, right? I mean, like, so at some point, you have to pay for good journalism.
Good journalism is definitely not free. And I think one of the things that we're doing is also trying to build a newsroom that has a lot of different skills, not just great reporting, but great data reporting, great photography. You know, we put out a poll this week about how Baltimoreans are feeling about the city. Most of them feel like the city's on the wrong track. Our data reporters sliced and diced a lot of those into really interesting charts that showed how people are feeling about our leaders and the issues here. This was a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's taken a lot of investment, but you know, we believe that you've got to have multiple sources of revenue to pay for all of this, and subscriptions is one of them. But we also understand if we're really going to have the kind of impact we want, we got to get our content and our stories out to a lot of people and all the different communities. So we are going to make all stories free to certain communities. We're trying to figure out how to do this exactly right now, but we'll have a solution in the next 2 months. But really, underserved or marginalized communities who potentially can't afford our content, we're going to just give it away to them. We're going to give it to them free. They'll have full access. So we're trying to serve our mission this way as well.
Well, it's hard to report the truth, right? And then for people to even find the truth, to your point, if they're on that side of reading or being challenged, that they can get information. And, you know, I'm pulling for you guys. I've told you that from the beginning. I think the town has needed that. So for the summer and for the next 6 months, give me on the news side and focus of things. Obviously, the biggest night on 501 North Calvert Street when I was a young man was there were elections every 2 years, and certainly primaries. And on those nights, the big guy, Mr. Big, Mr. Patel, would make sure the subs and the pizza and the donuts and the coffee was just right. It was the night that all the food got brought into the newsroom and all hands were on deck. I saw people that worked for the morning paper that I had never seen in my life, people that I only knew them from their SIG in the paper, that they all showed up, that the election was on that Tuesday night back in 1986, 88, 90, when I worked there. It was an all hands on deck, the most important thing. And I think with all the bells and whistles in politics, the most important thing I think we can do is vote. And we got that going on right now. And we're talking so much about that. Covering the election, that's the most important thing you'll do.
That's right. And starting next week, we are going to be rolling out profiles of all of the gubernatorial candidates. We've got stories planned, a voter guide to help people decipher, you know, what's coming, and to give them a roadmap for where to get the information that they need, how to vote, all the deadlines. So
it's complicated. It's more complicated than you think. It's sadly, right? I mean, I've had Nikki Charlson on. Don and I've had her on several times. The mail-in process, you have to be literate to do it. There's very little doubt about that, right?
Yep, and this year, you're right, absolutely. Mailing in, there's been a lot of redistricting, you know, trying to figure out who you're...
Educating people
exactly
on how to vote, yeah.
That's right. So all of that content will begin rolling out on our site next week.
And for actual covering things and things getting better and the Mosby situation, the big, big stories that need to be followed, this is what you're here for. This on a daily basis, because every day there's going to be news on these stories.
That's right. And next week, the city council is also, you know, in the midst of budget hearings. So we'll be covering that, too.
All right. Well, you got my vote. You got my subscription, all right?
Excellent.
Thank
12
you.
Bucks a month, a bargain at any price. How about that?
Excellent. Right. Really
I just didn't. I get all your emails, and I'm like, all right, the time has come. But I knew you guys were coming today, and we had planned this a couple weeks ago. I planned this. Let's talk a little soccer, a little international. I mean, I was in Europe. I was in Europe this week. I have my scarf over here. I got my jersey. I was a believer that this was going to be a bit of a game changer for the city in a really positive way. I'm disappointed. And the reason we picked Solancha, you know, it's the home of soccer here in Baltimore. Literally, you could see that. This was a soccer bar before soccer was even cool. So I thought I had the right spot. And, you know, I love talking newspapers and, like, and the history and news media and all that. But, you know, I was here to celebrate. So I dress for the party. I'm sorry.
You know, I should have worn my Liverpool shirt because I am a huge soccer fan.
You're a music guy too, right?
I like music.
Can I give you my tragedy?
Music.
This is my tragedy this week. So we went over to Europe because the man who saved my wife's life is from Germany. And he lives in Witten, Essen, Dortmund area of Western Germany. So we flew into Amsterdam and Cologne. We had some Kolsch. It was delicious. Had some schnitzel. Delicious. We get up to Amsterdam. The Rolling Stones were playing on Monday night at the Ajax Stadium. And the Rolling Stones singer Mick Jagger tested positive for COVID at 5:50. Fans were already in the arena. So this is modern news, right? So a friend of mine has a friend connected to Mick Jagger's assistant. And he calls me and he says, the show's off, dude. Mick tested positive for COVID. First thing I do, being the news hound, right? I got my phone. I'm checking Twitter. I'm like, okay, nobody's reporting it. And I'm like, I'm in Amsterdam. Who would have it first? I'm sitting at the corner of an Irish bar just like here. Imagine that. Waiting for the show. And I'm looking for a trusted news source, right? And I remember the night Michael Jackson died. My wife and I were in a bar.
I covered that story.
Well, she said, TMZ reported that. It can't be true. I don't trust it. And I'm like, oh, contraire. They have changed their... So I found the local news organization, dot, you know, whatever it was, and they confirmed about 20 minutes in. But there was that 20 minutes where I knew it to be true as a reporter. And I'm like, this is the biggest story in Amsterdam right now.
You could have
right
broken this that minute. Story.
You should have broken
should've,
it.
You should have.
This is the biggest story in Amsterdam right now.
What held you back?
The beer and the potato and the braised corned beef I had. I was just going to the show, man. I wasn't like, I was off. I worked for a living here. Now, if it was the McCartney show here and I would have gotten wind of that, I'd have come at the Baltimore Banner to beat you in a story. I'd have been at all that. But the McCartney thing, music brings the world together. And I saw these disappointed. There were two girls on my flight back. We flew through Dublin, and they had their Stone shirts on, and they just had such long faces. But they played in Liverpool. My buddy went to Liverpool and saw them the show before.
Right.
So the show before was in Liverpool, and he did the Cavern Club, did all that, and I got to get to Liverpool.
You have to. It's a great, you know... I had someone here from Liverpool a few weeks ago, and she's like, Baltimore's just like Liverpool. Port City, similar stories.
I think Kenny Cooper told me that once, yeah. too. But I, you know what? I don't have the Beatles fascination that I have for the Stones, obviously, but I want to do it. If I, yeah. I would never go to Liverpool and not go to that. But I hear it's the size of Sláinte, right? It's a tiny little place.
It's pretty small.
Arsenal Everton playing here next month,
yes,
right?
July 16th.
The World Cup, were you a believer? You believed?
Oh, I thought it was going to come, and I was bringing out my England jersey, and I was hoping this would be England's home base.
Kimmy, you covered this, right? Like, you...
Oh, we were...
People in the news were believed, how are they not going to give Washington, D.C. a bid?
Yeah, I told you this before we went on air, but, you know, we were having a few, like, startup hiccups, and our site went down for a little short period of time right before the announcement at 5. And I was, like... pacing around.
My site always goes down on the day the Ravens play the Steelers. I have the same problem, and the baby burps, you know?
Yep.
But I said to Imtiaz, we have to be up so that we can report this news that Baltimore is going to get the World Cup.
I love how she's pissed I didn't break the Stone story.
I did. Yeah. I didn't. Anyway, the site did come up, but the news did not happen as we expected.
The news needs to be broken.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be a great thing for the city, both of you. It's been a pleasure to get to know you a little bit here. And I offered a crab cake, but it is the weekend. You're headed out. You're headed in. We, you know, you're 24 hours a day now.
That's right.
On the clock all of a sudden, right?
Exactly.
Different,
exactly.
Different world, right?
A different world, but no paper going out.
The news never sleeps.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
I want to tell you one weird city story because I haven't been on the air all week, so I want to ramble. Because these shoes walk 14 miles around Amsterdam every day on cobblestone, right? I spent 3 days in Amsterdam, up all night, because I'm rage when I travel. I like to see things. Walked everywhere. I did not see one rat.
Wow.
Not one rat on the streets of Amsterdam walking around, 1 a.m, 2 a.m, alleys, everywhere I went. That's Europe's different, man. Europe's different. I love Europe.
Yeah.
I got to get back to London. All right.
Yeah, you should.
I was going to give you a chance to talk about London.
No, no,
Europe.
No. Yeah,
you were wearing your England jersey a minute ago.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, when you go to London, let me know, and I'll tell you where to go. I'm going in August.
I'm inspired. So I went to Cologne, and I've been there before, and I've had the Kolsch and the Schnitzel. It's incredible, the rail system they've built. So when we talk about Red Line, and when I go to get on a train at the airport, at the Köln-Bonn airport, you can get on a train and literally go anywhere in Europe you want pretty quickly and pretty efficiently.
Yeah.
We're not wired that way. And when I go over to Europe, I think about the political courage that it took to have everybody put their tax money in so that they could have access to transportation. And that's such a big issue here, and it's something that's so obvious when you go to these cities that are 500, 600, 700 years ago. They were built around canals, and they're more functional than most American cities. And I the journalist in me wants to explore that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was one of the my early observations here, was that I didn't really understand how transportation worked. I didn't understand how the state had so much control over the city's transportation. And, you know, I think everybody's, not everybody, but a lot of people have heard me complain about the red lights.
Well, the reporter in you is thinking, who did this, right?
Right.
Who's in charge of this? Who's making this better? Who's taking this and saying, this is a problem, this is a pothole, let's fix it? And that's where the Baltimore Banner comes in, or organizations like that, I believe. You know?
That's right.
All right, go fix the world, guys. Imtiaz Patel, hopefully it's a first, not a last visit. Kimmy Yoshino, also from the Baltimore Banner. All brought to you by our friends for being our guests today. They will receive Betty Boop Scratch Off tickets. Maryland Lottery sponsors what we do here and lets us come out and do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in conjunction with our newest friends at Window Nation. Buy two, get two free. I did that this month. My windows, you know, you order windows now, you got to order them. It takes like 8, 10, 12 weeks. We have supply line issues. I talked to my friends at Core Roofing about that. Our friends at Goodwill powered up some jobs here in the community and telling more good stories like the stories they're telling at the Baltimore Banner. Subscribe. Just subscribe. That's all I
just
need
subscribe.
To do. The only
That's
thing
right.
you need
to ask. TheBaltimoreBanner.com.
The Baltimore, not BaltimoreBanner.com.
No.
TheBaltimoreBanner.com. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Thanks.
Fist bumps up. Pancakes next time. Kimmy, MTS, I'm back for more from Sláinte. We're going to eat a crab cake here, and I'm going to get after that seafood gumbo because it's just too good to not talk about. I'm at Sláinte. It's Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Back for more in Fells Point right after this.